الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Our whole lives are so valuable. A very short life we have got, between 60 and 70 years. And the purpose of the life is very essential to understand. What is my purpose? Why am I in this world? Today we became Maulanas also, Muftis also, doctors, engineers also, everything. We have passed our life, but we don't know still, we don't even think, what is the purpose, why am I here? It's just like one rat race, or just getting up in the morning, we all have breakfast, we have breakfast. As Muslims, we go and make namaz, we go and do our earning, whichever different ways, and then night falls and we sleep. Which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, when we haven't got an object in life for what we are living, then it is din ku kamana. Our day is to earn our living. And every day we got to earn our living. Raat ku khana. At night then a person has his meal properly. Breakfast is rushing. Lunch is some sandwiches he takes. Night meal, hopefully, that you still sit down and have, or subah ko pakhana. When you get up in the morning, toilet. Then the whole same circle starts again. Again, din ko kamana, to earn in the day, raat ko khana, eat at night, subah ko pakhana. The whole circle just carry on. Like to crush wheat in the olden days, they should have a pole in the middle, put all the millets around, and then have this bull or the cow fastened by its neck, and it must walk around it the whole day, crushing that wheat all the time. That was the crushing machine. So if you ask that bull, where did you go? You walked the whole day. Nowhere I went. I mean, where I started, I'm still just there. Or kahan gaye? Kahin nahi. Kya kya? Kuch nahi. Just walking all the time. So we also just like that, if we haven't got a purpose in life. And unfortunately, the more people are so-called intelligent and learned in this world, the more they haven't got a purpose in life. And they are the ones who more deny the purpose of life. And what are they doing? Earning big, big amounts. But all they know is going to be left behind. And the big people in them, the big philosophers, if you go to universities like Oxford, Cambridge, they're renowned, famous universities, and you go in the Department of Psychology, etc., you'll find not shelves, not rooms, like a whole section, one library is devoted to for what is the purpose of life. And at the end, they got nothing. What is the soul? Our ruh. They got no answer for that. And they become, at the end, all of them, very, very angry at the system. Who they angry on, they don't know also. That we have to work so hard, earn so much, and you just die and leave everything behind. That was, because they don't know. If you know your purpose, our akhirat is our purpose. And that is our purpose. Then what is a pleasure for a person? The more we realize that akhirat is our purpose of life, the more a mort will be a pleasure. Now what you have earned your whole life, now you are going towards it, you are going to get there. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, let us understand. And it's not sufficient to say that we know we're going to die. That reality must be in us. And when that yaqeen comes into us, truly we all know we have to die. The least doubted thing in the world by atheists, believers, by all, is death. We all know we're going to die. And the most doubtful thing in life is life. You're going to live the next moment, you don't know. How many people, while drinking tea, the sausage by their mouth, they passed away. Or just walking, they just passed away. Suddenly, mort just came, accident. One gunshot from somewhere. Anything happens, and there you just... Not that you have to become old, or you become ill, and gradually, that happens, it's common. But in mort comes in, life is the most uncertain. If we know our purpose of life, Allah give us tawfiq. So our whole life is so valuable to prepare for that eternal life. Then Allah in His infinite mercy gave us like the month of Ramadan, where you prepare for the akhirat, unbelievable amount you can prepare. How much you can prepare. How Allah Ta'ala has increased the value of amal. All nafal, we hear it common. It is the value of a farad. A farad is the value of 70 farais. Our brother Yusuf Gundiwala, Jazawmullah Khair, explained, he was giving a talk, and he told, this is the month where nafal becomes a farad. And farad comes to the value of 70 farais. So he asked, like, what are the farais that value increases so much? Roza, for example. Rozas we can keep out of Ramadan also, nafal rozas. But Ramzan rozas, 70 times more. For every roza, the value is 70 times more. Namazas, our farz namazas, 70 times more. What else? Somebody said zakat. People like to give their zakat in Ramadan, you get more reward. 70 times more. What more? Anyone can think? See? Staying away from guna is a farz, and the reward for staying away from guna will be also 70 times more. Everything. Then he said that Hadraji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he's an ardent lover of Hadrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, told that on one occasion he said, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that, ask the Sahaba, should I not show you the value or the great value or more than a person whose whole life he keeps rozas. Whole life. Whole night, every night he makes ibadah. Who could be such a person? We also apply our minds. Who could be that person that whole life he keeps rozas and whole life he stays awake at night and makes ibadah? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said a person who has got hilam. Hilam, tolerance, patience, kindness, softness. His shock absorbers are very good. No matter what happened, he can just take it all. You won't feel nothing. The more better your shock absorbers are, you go into a pothole, anything, you won't feel a thing. No matter how rough the road is, your shock absorbers are good, you won't feel a thing. So no matter what conditions come, he's cool and calm. And the people, he doesn't harm anyone. Whoever harms him, he doesn't even get the thought of revenge. Even permissible revenge, which you are allowed to take. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, but he nothing. That person is more. Then Hazratji said, the hadith says, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and so this hilam, this is farad also. This is also a quality. It isn't only, inshallah, we'll devote one talk to that. Not just that our outward appearance becomes like dini, and now we think our islah is made. Or just now and then we come to some majlis, or we became bayat, now my islah is made. Now these qualities also have to come into us. And it's not only hilam, there are plenty other qualities. Then Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explained that hilam, which you do voluntarily for the pleasure of Allah. Voluntarily you can take, and that person who can take his revenge, but for Allah's sake he doesn't. One of the clear rewards come on the day of Qiyamah, ala ru'usil khalaiq, in front of all the people, the most beautiful, all the hurul in are beautiful. The most beautiful, the queen of them is Hawra, who is the most beautiful. But all of them will be brought, and he, the person who could take revenge, whether it's your wife, whether it's your children, whether it's your workers, and you didn't take revenge, he will be given the choice to choose from them who he wants to. So what great reward there is. So Hadraji explained that hilam, which is voluntary, you can take revenge, you can do what you want to, but you don't. And not tahallum. Tahallum, takalluf. That, for example, you are working for somebody, you have done some, they have done wrong to you. But if you're going to speak out, they'll fire you. So you, I have to keep quiet, otherwise my job will go. Not that. Or anything else, like the wife, she, her husband has done wrong, but if she's going to talk, husband will divorce her. Or something like that. No, you have the full power to take the revenge, but you don't take it. So that is what is that hilam is so much. Then Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, must I show, not tell you somebody whose position is even more greater than this person, is more greater than those people who make whole life ibadah, whole life namazes in the during the day, roza, at night, ibadah whole night. But he's got hilam. And this is what we have to try for. This is وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Not for all this dunya and worse, all the sports and useless things, and how many other wasteful things we involved in. Not even for the, we are not here for the permissible dunya. It's a necessity. So do it. الضَرُورَةُ يُقَدَّرُ بِقَدْرِ الضَرُورَةِ. Necessity, you only indulge in it how much it is necessary. To go toilet is a necessity, but you don't go and sit there forever. You just go there to relieve yourself. Some people get mistaken and fooled because somewhere they write the toilets as the restrooms. So they take the literal meaning is a place to go and rest. And some places, in fact, they got magazines there. A whole rack there with many with joke books. So you go there and now you entertain yourself in the toilet. We have gone, when a person is offline, Allah makes it, he goes so much offline, he thinks I'm fully online and he's fully offline. Really, this is what happens. Where man has gone, and we like fools are following the Western monkeys and donkeys, and we think we are, those who follow the West, they think we are really in the real bright people, the smart people, whereas they are the biggest fools. We are so fooled. So anyway, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, must I not show you somebody who is even more greater than that person, who keeps whole day, year, roza, and whole the ibadat of the day, roza, night ibadat, a person who got hilam, somebody more greater than him. So Sahaba was surprised now. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, didn't I mention the reward? How great that reward must be. You can't, there aren't enough zeros. And it's surprising that zeros increase the value. Until you don't have one, you can have millions of zeros is zero. You have one Allah, now all your zeros become valuable. You have little bit of deen, it's 10. You have more of deen, it's 100. You have more of deen, it's 1,000. Then it's 10,000. Then it's 100,000. Then it's 1,000,000. Then it's 1,000,000,000. All our amal are like zero. But we do it for one Allah. And we do it as one Allah wants. Allah gives value to all that amal also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't explain that value. What is that? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that person who has hilam, the same tolerance, forgiveness, overlooking with regard to his wife. He doesn't shout his wife. He overlooks and he has that hilam with his wife. That person's position is even more higher. So these are also qualities, the farais of this month of Ramadan, to acquire this sincerity, sabr, kindness, shukr, to make shukr, to be thankful, humility. These are the things that we should have. And this is Some people say that these orthodox maulanas and these orthodox and backward maulanas and this who belong to the stone age and who belong to the camel age, they want to take us back 1,000 years back. We say we want to take you back 1,400 years, and not more than that. The time, the greatest time, Khairul Quran Qarni, the best of times since the, Allah created the world, and long before Adam alayhi salam also came, and till Qiyamah, what and what still is going to come. The best of time was the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the time of the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, and the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, roughly 250 years. That was the most splendid, of course, starting with the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then becoming less till that time when there were no tabi tabi'in left in the world. That is. And it is not that we want to take anyone back to that, to hardships and difficulties, but to the nobility of that time, the honesty of that time, the sincerity of that time, the peace of mind of that time, the contentment of heart of that time, the respect and honor of everyone. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a lady who is not permitted to travel on her own, but for some reason she had to travel on her own from Hadramaut in Yemen till in the south, till Medina Sharif in the north. Long journey on her own. When she came there, Hazrat Umar radiallahu was surprised. And he asked her, how did you find your journey? She said, my journey was like I was walking in my father's home from one room to another. Nobody interfered with me. Nobody looked at me with the wrong intention. Nobody tried and do anything. All were helpful. All were kind. That is what the Taliban in Afghanistan, when one journalist went and asked them, they had established Islam, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, you will have brought Sharia law, which is the real big thorn in the lives of the West, the lives of people. On the other side, these people who say, we want to take you to modernism, we want to bring you in the enlightened world, we want to bring you into the world which has got life and which has got fun and all that. What are they taking you into? Into alcoholism, into drug addiction, into fraud, into insincere, where everyone is insincere. Everyone, a husband is not sincere to his wife. Wife is not sincere to her husband. Where all or the worst qualities are worse than animal qualities. That is what they want to take. Where would we like to be? So anyway, this journalist asked them, you brought Sharia law. What did you achieve by it? So he said, I can explain to you, Bayan, or I can show you practical. What do you prefer? He said, show me practically. So he took home, went with him to a bus stand. On the road, a bus stand anywhere. And he took an attache, a bag, and filled it full with $100 notes. And unlocked, he left it there. He said, now let us go away. We'll come back after 3 days and see. After 3 days, they came 100% intact. Nobody touched it. Where it's open place, not locked up anywhere, not in your yard, your home, at the bus stand. That is what, this is where Islam wants to take us. To that honesty, to that that fruitful life, that enjoyable life. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Now in Ramadan, today is the 20th Roza. Just a few days ago was the 17th Roza. Many of us did not think of it, but this, on the 17th of Ramadan was the time Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had passed away in the Khilafat of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That was the day our great, great mother, honorable mother, had passed away. And on that day, unfortunately also, is the day the Shias till today open their slander against Hazrat Aisha. All the platforms they use and accuse her of the most vile and the most lowest of things. On that, just see how Allah had worked it. Generally in the world, many, many masajid, on the 17th night, they are reading the 18th supara. And in the 18th stupara is Surah Noor. And in Surah Noor is the pure Bara'at that Allah came to the defense of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. And they can use all their social media platforms, whatever all of them are, to slander Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. But what did Allah do? And not one ayat or two ayats. How many ayat are devoted? And for Yusuf alayhi salam, when Zulaikha accused him that he wanted to have, his intentions were bad when she found her husband at the door. Then immediately she accused him. There are many lessons to learn also. When the women are like that, they will do all the evil. But when things go wrong, the whole blame they will put on you. Then who Allah Ta'ala chose for the defense of Yusuf alayhi salam? A small child that could not talk stuff. And he gave a whole bayan. In kana qamisuhu qudda min qubulin fa sadaqat wa huwa min al-kadhibin wa in kana qamisuhu qudda min duburin fa kadhabat wa huwa min as-sadiqin. Whole bayan he gave. In the highest court of the world he gave the bayan. And when they checked up, yes, he was innocent. Yusuf alayhi salam, who Allah chose? A small baby that still could not talk. On that occasion he spoke. When Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, was accused of also adultery, na'uzu billah, that the people said, oh Maryam, you an honorable lady, where have you got a child? You not married? From where has this child come? Then she pointed to the child. They said, you who can talk, you're not giving the answer. And a child who can't talk, you're telling the child to, you're pointing to the child. But Allah made the child speak. He wasn't still a Nabi, he was going to be a Nabi. And what the bayan also. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. So Allah made again a child who was going to be a Nabi to defend Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. When Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was accused. And then who did Allah choose to be the defense? Not a child, not a Nabi, Allah Himself. Allah stood up for. And where? In the Quran Sharif. And no Taraweeh will be complete in the world until everyone doesn't defend Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. No one's Quran will be khatam. No matter, you can make 200 Qurans khatam in Ramadan. Your Quran will not be khatam till you don't defend Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. And not in your tilawat only, you'll stand as an imam. And you'll have a whole jamaat of huffaz behind you. And of ulama and muftis behind you. And you make one error there, they will correct you. Like everywhere else, they will correct. How Allah defended Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is that great noble lady that when her Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was close to her, wahi, the only lady. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was very close to her, wahi should come down. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, Sayyidul Anbiya, the king of man, the king of the Anbiya, the king of the Rasuls, he passed away with his head in the lap of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu anha. What an honor Allah had given her. Nobody in the world before, not Maryam alayhi salam, nobody else, not Asiya, nobody had this honor. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is buried and will be buried and remain buried till Qiyamah, where? In the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. And not in the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, in her room. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is buried there. When her father, the greatest of men, and she is the daughter of the greatest man in the ummah, what an honor. Who is she? What do the Shia think? What are they talking about? Who is she? Whose daughter is she? And when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was passed away, buried next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the same room. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, it's her house, her bed, her room. She should go there, no parda. And when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was assassinated, he passed away and he requested Hazrat Aisha, you have kept that place for yourself, but if you give it to me, what a sacrifice. She gave it to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now he was buried there. But now whenever she should go in that room, with her niqab. They have passed away. But respect. My father, I don't need any. My husband, I got no parda from my husband. From my father, I got no parda. But now there's a strange man there. Passed away. See what is parda. Where today the scholars are talking of different views of parda. And that we're having panel discussions with women. And eyes meeting with eyes. And joking and flirting on radio stations. On all other things. And also one lady wrote, very worried she is, that all these maulanas who are doing this online, teaching girls, they say they are flirting with the girls. And they are offering them all evil things. What means khidmat is being made? Calling it online teaching, but they are flirting. And not only online, wherever, most cases, what terrible conditions come. At the moment, there are two big ulama who are in jail, teaching the girls, interfering with them. One has got a 15-year sentence. One has got a 17-year sentence. With a parda which is maintained. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Umar has passed away. He's in his qabr. But she maintains parda when she goes in that room. When Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, lakhte jigar, the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima minni, Fatima is part of me. But on the day of Qiyamah, when Hazrat Fatima will be entering Jannat, Hazrat Ali, her husband, will be holding her hand and she will go to Jannat. And when Nabi Ali salatu wasalam will go, he'll be holding the hand of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. And then they will go, husband and wife, they will go to, what is the position of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala? Let us think. And the other great, great merits and virtues of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And those people who are slandering her, and they abound, there are plenty in the world now also, and openly, now also 17th Ramadan, they go and they perform, and all they slander, and we keep friends with them. There are those people of us, our scholars, who go to bed with them, who agree with them, who cover up for them, who invite one some maulana, and to come here to South Africa and say that Muslim and Sunnis and Shias are brothers. And you must treat the Shias as your inner garment. Keep them close to you. And then they wanted to invite the same Maulana for the Bukhari Khatam also. And we keep your friend's friend is your friend. Allah's friends are your friends. And Allah's enemies are your enemies. But we keep friends with the enemies of Allah. And these people, who they don't say all these things themselves, but they keep friends with this terrible Shia people. And we keep friends with them, and we cover up for them. And we say that you must respect them. And you mustn't backbite about them. If somebody has proposed for your son, or your son has proposed, somebody has proposed for your daughter, and you know that that person is a drug addict, and your son says, no, she's very pretty. She's very nice and tall and slim and very light complexion and blue and green eyes. And so I want to marry her. But what will you tell her? No, she's a drug addict. You won't say now, ghibat is haram. I can't. At that time, that is, if you don't talk, it is haram. You have to inform. Anyone asks you reference. Yeah, in the madrasa, people ask that this was your student, give us some reference about him. One very important I learned in this process is that student has now left the madrasa 3-4 years, we should make a ihtiyat that perhaps he has reformed. How we know him, yeah, we know he was a naughty boy. He was doing all wrong things, but perhaps he has reformed now, we don't know. Or he was a good boy when he was here. Now we don't know what is his condition. Perhaps he has changed for the worse. So we take that ihtiyat and we should tell them. But if you are asking why he was here, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, then this was there, you can't keep quiet. You have to say what you have to say. Or in the same way, if somebody abuses your mother, and it happens unfortunately many times, family people, and because of inheritance issues, the mother that was so close, and they had so much a close-knit family, and they sacrificed everything for the mother, for everyone. But just because of inheritance issues, now many times it's the brother who is now abusing the mother. And in fact, even perhaps becomes violent with her, physically. And he turns out of the house also. Now will you say, but my brother is my brother, I must keep good ties with him, and he is abusing your mother like that. Who can tolerate that? Somebody rapes your wife, and you say, no, he is a Muslim, he's a big monana also. And he keeps a big beard and he wears a turban. But proven he has raped your wife, will you have good feelings for him? But when it comes to the deen of Allah Ta'ala, then we say we must tolerate everyone. And we mustn't make ghibat about anyone. And we must have unity with everyone. How can we have unity with the people who are raping the deen of Allah Ta'ala? How can we have kind words and thoughts for people who are adulterating the deen of Allah Ta'ala? The problem is we haven't got that love for the deen of Allah. We haven't got that love for Allah. So no matter what happens to the deen, no, preference must be given. I studied with him. We went for Hajj together. We went in Jamaat together. We are old friends. No, the preference is, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Then wait for the decree of Allah to come to pass. Allah give us tawfiq. So this month of Ramadan is that special month. The month of Ramadan, those who prepared the whole year, they will get the full appreciation. That Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, those who make ibadat every night, they are the ones who will know when is Laylatul Qadr. If those people only on those nights, they won't know the difference. If you just get Zamzam to drink, and you never drank other water, you won't know this is Zamzam. If you get the most delicious drink, but you drank no other drink, then when we drank the other also, then you can compare. Those who made ibadat whole year, they will know it is Laylatul, they'll know it's a different night now. We want to know the shaking of hands of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. But that happens if you made every night ibadat. So those who did, they will know what is. Those, or at least during the year, they got ready. Buzurgs of the past, 6 months after Ramzan, they cried that we did not fulfill the rites of Ramadan. The next 6 months, they prepare for the next Ramadan. If we were in that category. If not, then from the month of Rajab, we started getting ready. Shaban, we started getting. If not, at least when Ramzan came, we were ready for Ramadan. Open heart, looking forward to Ramadan. This great guest of Allah that has come here. And this is, if you want to have, benefit from Jamaat and Tabligh work, you'll have to go for your time. Give your 3 days, 40 days, 4 months. And if you want to go for Hajj and Umrah and get the benefits of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, you'll have to go through all the process of booking your hotel, your agents, with the crowds there and everything. You'll have to put up with all that. But for Ramadan, you don't have to go anywhere. You can be back at home. You can be living in a jungle. You can be living in the top of the mountain. You can be living on a boat on the sea. You can be living. Ramzan will come to you. And Ramzan will open itself up to you. With all its great, great treasures that you just take. I have come. Now it's just for you to take. And not only that, but Ramzan offers us, now you will get Allah also. Not only the treasures of Allah, but ek tu mera to har shay meri, zami meri, atma mera, ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. If Allah is yours, everything. So this great month has come. Then the first, when the month comes, those who had prepared properly, the first 10 days was the rahmat of Allah. Allah's mercy that poured down. Those that had prepared, they start experiencing and enjoying Ramadan from the start. And those who did not prepare, then the second 10 days, the second Ashara, which is the last day today, until Maghrib we have just few hours, then they get the benefit only after that. That is now the Maghfirat of Allah. And the Maghfirat of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, is a very, very great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And where Allah is giving it, and Allah, so great, so great. But for our sake, how Allah has presented Himself, literally it is, but it is not right of adab that we use the word. It comes in the hadith that from Maghrib time, Allah comes down to the lower sky. Allah is everywhere all the time. It shows more closeness Allah comes to us. Then Allah appeals to us and says, "Is hal mi mustaghfirin? Is there anyone who's begging for rozi? Hal mi mustarzatin? Is there anyone who wants rozi? Anyone who wants a..." Literally we can say, Allah is begging us. وَلِيَعْزُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah is so great, so great. But see how He has come for us. And this month of Ramadan, the full, everyone will wish not 29, 30 days. And as it comes in the hadith, the real reality of it is, if my ummah knew what was Ramadan, they will wish the whole year must be Ramadan. What Allah is giving, who can ever wish that the great, great gifts of Allah, more than gems and pearls and jewels and diamonds and gold, more than that, much more than that, is being offered free. Everyone, whatever you want to, you can take it. And yeah, also, taking from Allah Ta'ala is such, like in inheritance, in the family, and big feuds that take place in the family, everyone wants to take more. Everyone wants to claim. The more you claim, you are doing down somebody. You are taking a bigger share. 20 million, for example, is the estate. Your worth is 5 million. You want 8 million, 3 million you are taking from somebody else. But from deen, from ilm, knowledge, whatever you take, you are not doing anyone down. You want to take more, as much as you want to. And you won't be depriving anyone else. You won't be taking from their share. You can take as much as you want to. And Allah has made it so easy. In one riwayat it comes, a person who reads 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 10 times La ilaha illallah. Then by the barakat of this, Allah makes him catch up with those people who are gone before him. That is, people who have reached high stages, you catch up with those people. And in your contemporaries, people around you, you will excel them by the barakat of this. And you won't be doing anyone down. So yeah, this is the opportunity that Allah gives all this. And most, to crown it all, you get the ma'iyat. You get the contact. And you are connected with Allah Ta'ala. You get your connection with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, give us this tawfiq. Allah reward Maulana Ibrahim Deula Sahib, Damat Barakatum, so much he's stressing. He says, in Jamaat we're talking so much of sunnat, but i'tikaf we're not doing. He says, so much so we're not talking. And if anyone wants to sit for i'tikaf, we decry the person. That how can you sit for i'tikaf? Maulana Abdul Haq Magda, Damat Barakatum of Durban, he says, people say that I'm against Jamaat work. He says, I am against Jamaat work. He says, a person goes for a chilla, but I don't see him in the masjid for Fajr. I don't see them in first saf. So the Jamaat work is to make the sunnats alive. The faras must become alive. But if they're not becoming alive in us, if we became bayat, we got khilafat also, and we got murids also, and we got khalifas also. But if the deen is not in our life, we're just singing some song, or we are just flying kites in the air. We have got nothing in us. Deen must come into our lives. That is what is required. So, this is the time now, this second ashara of the maghfirat of Allah. And maghfirat, what is it? Forgiveness of sins. Such a great thing. There are many people who are very ill, and they are making dua themselves, Ya Allah, give us shifa. They are asking other people. Other people have made dua, and they have become now, all their duas are accepted, and Allah has sent the shifa. But the guna blocks that shifa. It has come right by your head, your shifa. Oh, you got cancer. Shifa has come for your cancer. You have got heart problems. Your heart is only functioning 8-10%. But that Shifa has come, it's going to work 100%. But your gunas are blocking it. And for example, you are lying in a hospital bed and the TV is right in front of you. All the time you are watching, willingly you are watching. And if some visitors come who are a bit of a different idea of Deen-e Khiyalat, you just press one button and now you are listening to Qiraat of Quran. And now you are listening to some bayan. But all they just go out, just turn their back. They're not out of the door again and back to all the other filth and dirt. The shifa comes for us, but our gunas are blocking it. A person has got financial problems. A person has got house problems with the family, fights in the house. Shifa has come. You have asked so many people for duas. They made duas. Allah has accepted it. Allah has sent the solution. But our gunas block it. Our worst, in fact, our worst enemy, our gunas. But sad, we love the gunas. Our worst enemy is, we just can't seem to give up that enemy. Our sports and our paddle tennis and our outings, our Ramzan iftari dawats and sehri dawats at restaurants, all the funny things, women gatherings in the masjid now, all this funny things, and we just can't do without it. We are prepared to give up the friendships of the friends of the awliya of Allah, but we are not prepared to give up our haram sports, our haram things we are not prepared to give up. That we will keep. We will keep contact with the buzurgs as long we'll give them hadiyah also. And we'll talk sweet things also, but don't interfere with our house things. A person was going with his family for a drive, Sunday afternoon, Sunday drive, and he came to a traffic light, a robot that we call, and there was somebody begging for a lift. So he said, "I'm sorry, my friend, I got my wife here next to me, my children, car is full." "Okay, no place you got for me, no problem, but I'm Mr. Dollar, Dunya. I got offers for Dunya, you can open this business, can do it." "Oh, you Mr. Dollar." So he told his wife, "Missus, you go backseat. And the children, you go in the boot, because now Mr. Dollar is here." So he gave him, "Mr. Dollar is here." Carried on, they came to the next traffic light. There was somebody who was begging again that, "I want a lift." "Impossible. Where can I give? For Mr. Dollar, I got him here, VIP. And because of him, my wife, I had to put her in the back seat. I got no time for the wife now. I got time for my business now. This event, that meeting, this business trip, that business. No time for the family. No time for myself also." So he said, "Okay, you got no time for me, but I'm Mr. Pound." "Oh, you are VVIP. So wife, you go back into the boot. And Mr. Dollar, you go back seat. And Mr. Pound, you sit here. You are my choice friend. You are everything to me." And now more dunya, involved more in dunya. Came to the next stop. There's somebody also begging for a lift. "Impossible. Out of my wife, I had to put her in the boot. How I love her and how I care for her, but she's in the boot. Mr. Dollar is in the back seat. I got Mr. Pound here. Where I got place? You in your torn and tattered clothes." He says, "But I'll help you wherever you are. I'll assist you. Who are you?" "I'm Mr. Islam." "Oh, Mr. Islam, I love you. I die for you. But you stay in the masjid. You don't come in my life. You don't tell me TV is haram. And you don't tell me interest is haram. And you don't tell me what chickens I must eat and what chickens I mustn't eat. And you don't tell me where I must go and what I must do. I love you. I'll come to the masjid. You come in jamaat form. I'll bring food for you, the best food. I would make your ikram. I'll give you everything. But don't interfere in my life. Don't interfere in my business. Don't tell me what to do." So he said, "Oh, no place for you." So he left him behind. Went in front, again somebody begging for a lift. "I want a lift." "I have to leave Mr. Islam behind. You know how I love Islam. And that long lantarani, big long story and a song of how I love Islam. Islam is dear to me. I give my life for Islam. I have to leave Islam also behind." I can't, it's impossible. Okay, if you can't give me a lift, I will give you a lift. I'm Mr. Malakul Maut, and now I've come to take your life. Mr. Pound and Mr. Dollar and all, they're not going to help you now. Now I'll take you, and I'll leave all what Mr. Dollar was getting you involved in, Mr. Pound, all that you leave behind, and what you prepared for Akhirat, I will take you there. So that is the reality. Let us come to our senses. So this is the 10 days of Maghfirat. And then those who have prepared for this, they will come into the last 10 days of Itqum Minan Nar, salvation, of Jahannam, freedom from Jahannam. Imagine that the Quran draws the picture that that person who goes directly to Jannat and a person who goes via Jahannam, or a person who goes permanently to Jahannam, can the two be the same? Never ever. It is our choice now. Now we can pass our comment that this is too strict Islam and too hard Islam. But there, when we will see those people who are following the strict Islam, what they are getting. And we, with our peanut gallery comments, we will see where we land ourselves. At that time we'll cry tears of blood, but they will not help us. And those who tolerated and they hated ilm, they did not take revenge. They did not make, did not forget baddua. They were making du'as for those people. And they were begging Allah, Ya Allah, give them also hidayat. We will see where they are and where we are. This is our journey we are going on. For that Allah has given us this roza. And roza, a sawm of junnatun. It is our protection. It is our armor. It is our shield. We will get safe from shaitan. We will get safe from nafs. We will get safe from becoming big-headed and think that ana wala ghairi. It's only me. What I say must go. That in my house, don't what Maulana say doesn't count here. It's my house, what I say must go here. And my shop and what I say must be done here. And if it's against Sharia also, I say, you must do what I say. Even if it's against the law of Allah. We become like that. And we land in that condition that we think we are everyone and we are everything. And we are bossing and ruling everyone. And no law of Allah is over our head. If we are in that condition, then where will we land ourselves? So now this is the time that the shield Allah gave us to protect us from that terrible wrong thinking, from thinking that dunya is everything, and I must do everything for dunya. Don't destroy the shield itself. Your own protection, if you, now even that we are doing. Allah gave us the shield, gave us our protection, and we are destroying our protection also. We are openly announcing at the top of our voices, we don't want this way of Islam. We don't want this protection. Rozas we are keeping for name's sake. Ain't just on a hunger strike we are. Roza of the eyes? No, we are still busy looking at all filth and dirt. Roza or Roza of the tongue? Forget hilam with the wife, we are swearing her. We are falsely accusing her. We are making her life a life of Jahannam. And as Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, when a girl gets married and she comes to you from her parents' home, she was a queen and she was a princess in her house. Every wish of hers, they fulfilled her. They looked after her. How the mother protected her. How they did everything. And she pulls herself out like a silk from a thorny tree, it comes out. She leaves all her siblings, her brothers, sisters, where her childhood, where she grew up, and she comes now to your house. And now you treat her like this. She sacrificed for you, and she left her parents. She left her brothers, sisters. She left where she grew up in. All your childhood days, everyone cherishes and looks after and thinks a lot of those days. All that she sacrificed. And now you treat her in this terrible and bad way. Some people, like donkeys and worse than animals, from the first night already, how they treat the wife. And then others later on, how they treat the wife. So these are women that Allah وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. We have made all of you a test for one another. The husband is a test for the wife. The wife is a test for the husband. The rich are a test for the poor. The poor are a test for the rich. The rulers are a test for the ruled. And the ruled are a test for the rulers. Everyone, Allah says, we have made you a test. أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Will you make sabr and observe the laws of Allah? Don't transcend. Don't go beyond your limits and your borders. Look at the laws of Allah. Would remain in your lane. Remain in your domain. Don't go out of your lane. Remain where you are. You're a wife, remain as a wife. Don't become the boss. You are the boss, but you are the boss of رِجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ, to enforce the laws of Allah. And amongst the laws of Allah is kindness also, humility also, is forbearance also, is forgiveness also. All that is also part of it. So Allah is saying, أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. And remember, your Rabb is watching you all the time. You are in your imtihan, you are passing, going through your imtihan. And Allah is watching whether you are passing or you are failing. So this is the time. So the last 10 days are the itkum in an-nar. Allah gave us our defense. And don't destroy this defense. If we will do that, we will find Allah. We will get taqwa also. And more than taqwa also, we will find Allah. And a person who has found Allah, and our Ramadan was to pass correctly, at the end of Ramadan, each one of us will have to see, read your own kitab. Iqra' kitabak. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You can check your own report, whether I've passed or failed, whether I've acquired taqwa. Or after Ramzan, back to our old habits again. Or have I progressed and given up? Have hatred of sins come to us? Make the dua also. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. Wazayyinhu fi qulubina. Oh Allah, make iman beloved to us. And beautify it in our... Iman is everything. Iman bil ghayb. Iman billah. Iman of the akhirat, of jannah. Iman of jahannam. That we want to stay away. The terrible punishment. لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ. Clouds of fire on top of the people of Jahannam, clouds of fire behind them, they are sandwiched in between. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَةً. Allah's bandas, Allah's, I'm warning you against this. وَذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِعِبَادِي يَا عِبَادِي فَاتَّقُونَ. Oh my beloved servant, fear. Where are you going headlong into the fire of Jahannam? Where are you going into eternal, eternal, eternal misery? The worst type of punishment. I'm warning you, don't go there. So this is what Allah has given us now. If we acquire and the taqwa, and we found Allah Ta'ala, the creator of love is in our heart. What love? Love is lovable. Fear is fearsome. When you have Allah, love is in your heart. It's not in the air. It's not showering some little paper they throw around. Confetti. It's not that. Love is in the heart, and the creator of love is in your heart. What you want more? Love is to be content. If you've got the king of contentment in your heart, where are you looking for other things? Allah, find Allah. And Ramzan came like this. That is your Eid. And a person who finds that Eid, that when his mort will come like that, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Ji used to say, pass your life like Ramzan, your mort will come like Eid. If we pass our Ramzan properly, when Eid comes, you will be a king on that day. When your maut comes, everyone will be crying around you. Because if you live that life, what a wonderful person. He was so kind. He was so tolerant. He was so pious. He was so good. He was so gentle. He was so considerate. Tears will be coming out of you. You will be laughing loudly. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. You'll be just laughing your way to Jannah and the enjoyment that you are going to get. And if you are laughing your whole life, and laughing at the commands of Allah, and laughing at the people who want to observe the laws of Allah Ta'ala, then at that time you will cry tears, crocodile tears, but it won't help you one bit. And you will be so sorry, you will bite your fingers till the wrist, and your arms till the elbows, but it won't help you anything. This is the time Allah has given us, this beautiful month. Allah has given us the rozas of the day, has given us the taraweeh at night, has given us now i'tikaf. I'tikaf has come now, it is like I'm gone to my beloved's house, and I'm gone to propose for my beloved, and I won't leave till you people don't agree to give me a hand. I've gone to the king's palace, and I want my share of whatever I want, and I tell the king, I'm not leaving till I don't get it. That is the mu'takif. What a beautiful, how Allah has brought to how we have moved the progress towards the end of Ramadan. All the 10 nights, in the 10 nights, the odd nights, in the odd nights, the most probable night, the 27th, what? The greatest night of the year, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The greatest night in the year, the night of Qadr. Allah, for the Muslims, Allah is given free of charge. You don't have to fill a form. You don't have to click a button. It's all for you. Allah give us tawfiq that we appreciate and make the best and realize what this month is about. It's not to say that a very good bayan or anything is a matter of making amal. فَنَعْمَلْ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. There are great rewards for those who make amal, not alimeen, not those who know. Those who are amileen, who make amal. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.